premise of the message, the value of the sun. The value of the sun. If we see the value of the sun, then we will give everything to him. You know that? But if, because we do not see the value of it, we're not investing. We're not investing our time, our heart, our life, our money, whatever that is, even our talents, right? If we see the value of it, then indeed we will go after it. Yeah? If you see one diamond this size, a tiny size of diamond can cost millions of dollars, right? So with this big diamond, that will cost billions of dollars. It can feed you throughout your life. How about that diamond? It's somewhere in this room. Somewhere. All right? And then one who finds it, it's yours. How are you going to find it? How are you going to find it?
Search.
Everywhere.
Search, yeah. Search with eyes closed or eyes open?
Eyes closed.
Search with your hands, right? Search with everything, isn't it? Because when you find it, you're going to be able to live your life, throughout your life, for good. I'm sure you're going to get crazy. I think you're going to get crazy. I think what I would do is I would have everybody out. Go out, and then lock the door and out. I'll go crazy, right? You go crazy too, right? Right? Don't you think so? You see, if we see the value of our son, Jesus Christ, we will get crazy. So, crazy lovers are proper Christian life. If you're not crazy for Jesus, it is not proper. Proper Christian life has to do with crazy lovers of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every time we come here, we need to get crazy for Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
If you're not crazy, something's wrong. Okay, let me share a little testimony today. As I was driving today, I couldn't find the parking lot here. I don't know why. It was a mad jam. The parking lot was taken. So I drove down here. You know how you go down there? There's a school. There's a high school. I think it's high school, right? You make a right turn and then go around here like this. I went two times. There's no parking lot. So I went again. The second time I went there, I found a spot on the wall. There was just a right spot for my car to park. So I parked there. I was so excited, and I parked there. But it was very near to the wall. And then when I got out of the car, I noticed that there were many garbage cans. And it was smelly. It was stinky. Smelly and stinky. Oh, man. I parked somewhere that was full of garbage. Now, I didn't know what I stepped on. I didn't know. The space was too small. But I believe I stepped on something bad, really bad. Really, really bad. Then after that, I walked back to church here, church in the meeting hall. And then I didn't know what I stepped on. I came over here and I was doing fine. I greet Jessica, hey, how are you? Right? You didn't notice that. And then I went to my room here, and then I opened the refrigerator. As soon as I opened the refrigerator, I smelled stinky, rotten, like a rotten egg. So stinky, so bad. Oh. And I was frowning, and I told Rachel, would you please come and clean the refrigerator now? Because it smells stinky. Not knowing the stinky was not in the refrigerator, but it was my foot. And then she said, no, I think the refrigerator should be fine. I think you should check your food, your shoes. I think you step on some of those, what is it? Unheng. You know unheng namu? Those yellow color namu, the tree. When you step on, it smells dung. It smells dung, you know? It smells dung. And it smells terrible, but it's good for your health. You know, yeah, it's very good for your health. So I thought that maybe I step on that uneng thing. Because it really smells. But there was no uneng. But I found that there is here, right here, on my pants right here, and right here, and some of them right here. And it was stinky! I stepped on someone's vomit mixed with dung. I think today I don't think I can eat. Because it has really damaged my nose sense, my nostril sense. I can still smell it. It's still here. If you want to smell it, you can come. Put your nose on right my feet here. You can smell that dung plus vomiting. Oh! I don't know who did it. I think it's some beggar, whatever, just vomited and it mixed with the dung. I'm like, oh. Oh, Lord Jesus. What's amen? I know what you mean, amen. You mean that this world is like full of dung and mixed with vomiting. This world is so stinky. It's so corrupted. It's so smelly. Everywhere you go, it's full of smelly things, isn't it? And we, unconsciously, right? Sometimes intentionally, we dirty ourselves with those things of the world. Things we see with our eyes, things we hear with our ears, things we smell with our nose, things we say with our tongue. Constantly the poison is coming in and out, in and out. Oh, Lord Jesus, as I experienced this, and I went to the bathroom, and then I cleaned with the wet towel. And I was like, ah! And then that didn't work out. So I took my shoes off and then tried to clean with water. And that didn't work out. So I put some perfume. And then for a few minutes, I think it worked out. After a few minutes, the perfume is gone. It smells okay. So what did I do? I said, oh Lord, I need to preach. I cannot smell dumb wherever I go. People will hate me. So I went back to my room, and I sit on, there's a heater. I put the heater and I put my pants. I try. I think that worked a little bit. The heat is good. What I'm trying to say is, brothers and sisters, we are living in a world that is so corrupted. It's so smelly, so stinky to God. God is ready to come. God is ready to come. Amen. He is ready to come and deal with the world and punish and judge the world and take his bride away. Amen. He's ready to come. Amen. The point is, are you ready? It's so stinky. I mean, it's so stinky for me, and how much stinky for God? For millions of people are so stinky. They're sinners and they're full of sins, and them not even knowing what they're doing. They don't even know what they're sinning. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy. We need to get ready for the Christ who is coming back as the King. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you get excited for Jesus Christ, listen, God will make you ready. You don't have to be guilty, have a guilty feeling, say, oh, I'm not ready, I'm too far away. Oh, come on, you and me, we are all same. It's all near there. You know, 도토리, 기저귀, 도토리. In the corn? You understand what I just said, right? She speaks Korean. Mommy, non Korean from the daughter. Corn, 도토리, right? 도토리, corn, this size, right? And you try to put together who's taller. All of us, we are 도토리, 기저귀. We are corn. And sometimes a person is just a little higher. We are all the same. We are all little tiny corns. Do you understand? As long as you have a heart to enjoy Him, heart to celebrate Him, heart to desire Him, then God will make your heart prepare. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There's no such thing as a super Christian. No. We're all saying. As soon as we get out of our spirit, we're all saying. We are so selfish. We are so arrogant. We are so rebellious. We are so lazy. We are outside of Christ. No one accepted here, including myself. Praise God, we can always return to our spirit, where Christ is, indwelling spirit. Hallelujah. There we are differentiated. There we are separated from the world. All right, let me quickly go to the scriptures now. Okay? First scripture. Okay, John 14:28. Ready? Okay. Is that the verse? Okay, good. John 14:28. Church, let's read it with excitement. Amen? Amen. I told you, if you're excited for Jesus, He will prepare your heart. All right? So read it with excitement. Ready? Go. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You heard me say, I'm going away? Everybody say, I'm going away.
I'm going away.
And I'm coming back.
And I'm coming back.
Jesus gone away, and He came. He's coming back. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He's coming back. He said, I'm coming back. And He's coming back. And I believe He's already on the way. He's already on the way. Because Jesus said, when I went to my Father's house, I will prepare a mansion for you. When I prepare a mansion for you, I will come back to take you. Do you? Now, when He said that, it already 2,000 years passed. Do you think it would take 2,000 years to prepare a mansion for you? Huh? How many years do you think God needs to prepare a mansion for you? Huh? Romeo? Huh?
Within no time.
He doesn't need time.
Not at all.
He's a creator.
Amen.
He can say, let there be light, and I was there. Amen. Do you understand? He already prepared a mansion for you.
Amen.
Well, the problem is, we are not ready to live in that mansion. Because we are not ready. As far as the salvation of our soul is concerned. So God is waiting anxiously, huh? Where's my bride? When my bride is ready, I am ready to come back. As soon as my bride is prepared, He's going to come back. If you are His bride, if you prepare, He's going to come back. But it's not talking about, when I say the bride, it's talking about corporate bride. It's not talking about individual bride. So as a church, we are the bride. When we are prepared, He will come back. Hallelujah. Next verse. Revelation 5:5. Ready? Begin.
Then one of the elders said to me, do not weep. See the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The root of David has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll which has seven seals.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The king has to come from the line of Judah. Okay? And He's the root of David. David is known as the King of Kings. King of Kings. So Jesus Christ has to come out in the line of David. The line of Judah. Indeed. He is the Lion of Judah and the tribe of Judah, and He is the root of David. Amen.
Amen.
That's why He is the King of Kings. And He's coming back as the King. When He first came, the first coming was, He came as a baby, right? Baby in a manger. As a lamb. He came as a lamb, sacrificial lamb, baby, to die on the cross. But when He comes back, second time, what happened? He comes back as the Lion, the King, the Judge, the Glorious One.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I'm eager to see the Glorious One coming for us, for His bride. Are you excited? Church, I could sense in my spirit, some of you are so worried about your life, your visa, your work, your health, your money, whatever. Oh, stop.
Hallelujah.
Look at me. Look at me. All those things will go away. Okay? All these things will go away. It's a shadow. Those things will go away. The only reality person is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And as the King, He's going to come back. To take you home. Alright? So hang in there. Be patient. Hang in there. You just don't focus on the problem. As soon as you focus on the problem will eat you up. As soon as you look at the fearful giant, the giant will eat you up. Do you understand? As soon as you focus on something, sin will eat you up. But as soon as you lift up your eyes and focus your eyes on the root of David, the tribe of Judah, which is our Lord Jesus Christ, He will consume you. He will saturate you. He will fill you up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Next verse. Revelation 6:10. Ready? Begin. They called out in a loud voice, how long, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood? Oh, Jesus Christ, when He comes back as a King, He will avenge our blood. Right? He will avenge, he will repay the enemies. Praise the Lord. Amen. Enemies, enemies of Satan, the devil, or the evil spirit has harassed us, has persecuted us, has brought many condemnation, right? But you know what? Our Lord Jesus Christ will pay back. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what it's saying. Oh, the Lord, the sovereign Lord, the King, he will come back, and what? He will judge the inhabitants of here. He will judge. Not the believers, but non-believers. He will judge. Oh, praise the Lord. He will come as a judge. We have to get ready for him. Amen? Okay, next verse. Okay, second, I'm going to talk about quickly. I'm going to go through it quickly now. Pay attention, all right? I'm going to go through it quickly. Okay, I'm going to bring this now. Okay, can you bring that? Yeah, but it's here too. I'm going to go through it quickly. No, it's okay. He can handle it. 12 works of God. Okay? From Genesis to Revelation, I'm going to go through quickly 12 works of God. Can you see? Okay? It's okay? All right. 12 now. Okay. Number one, the work of God includes, number one, let's read this together. And give us the scripture. You can give us the scripture. Okay, ready? Read this. Begin. Choosing the believers before the foundation. Okay, look, the first work of God we can think is that God has chosen you. God has chosen you, believe it or not. Before the foundation of the earth, God has chosen you. That's why you are here, and worshiping Jesus. That's why you're calling on His name. Amen?
Amen.
Because He chose you, you're here.
Amen.
Then we should say, God, I thank you because you chose me. You chose me out of millions, and you chose me before the foundation of the earth.
Amen.
Read this scripture now, Ephesians 1:4. Begin. For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight, in love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, He chose us.
Amen.
Tell somebody.
He chose you.
He chose you. He chose you in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Why me? I don't know. That's God's grace. That's God's mercy. I don't know why me, but He chose me. Hey, you should be proud of yourself. Amen.
Amen.
He chose me. Okay, break it. Second, begin. Predestinating the believers unto sonship. Scripture, ready? Begin. He predestined us to be adopted as His sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with His pleasure and will. Amen. Not only He chosen us. Look at this. Not only God chose you, okay, before the foundation of the world, but second, He predestined you. Now, you have your destination. I have my destination, right? Guess what? That destination has been already accomplished. Wow. Do you get me? Look, God destined you, okay, to be His what? Adopted as sons, right?
Yeah.
So God destined you to be His sons, many sons, to be like Jesus Christ. Do you understand? God destined you to be His children, to be His sons. So predestined means, right? God already destined you even before you were born.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I believe God has destined some of us as an overcomers.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
If God destined you to be overcomer, He will become overcomer.
Amen.
All right. Let's go. Number three. We can read this together. I think it's better here. Number three. Go back, Brad. Number three. Okay, good. Ready? Sending His Son in the likeness of the flesh of sin. Okay, so third, God sent His Son in the likeness of the flesh, like us, the flesh. We have flesh here, right? So God sent His Son in the flesh. That's incarnation. Oh, wonderful work of God. Number three, wonderful work of God. Okay, let's read the scripture now. Ready? Begin. For what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so He condemned sin in His sinful man. Amen.
Amen.
So the third great work of God is that God sent His Son in the likeness of the flesh. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God became man. Number four. Ready? Okay, begin. Coming in the Son and working within the Son. Praise the Lord. Let's look at the scripture. Ready? Jesus said to them, My Father is always at work, His work in the very day, and I too am working. So, Father was working in the Son. Amen? Okay, let's go to five. begin. Passing through death in the Son. So God not only came in the flesh, that's Jesus, but He also went through the death. God died on the cross because Son of God died on the cross. Praise the Lord. Not only Son of Man, but Son of God died on the cross, right? Okay, Hebrews 9:12, begin. He did not enter by means of blood of goats or cows. Most holy place, once for all, by His own blood, having obtained eternal redemption. Praise the Lord. God went through death. Jesus, the Son of God, He died on the cross. Praise the Lord. God, man, died on the cross for our sins. Amen. Amen. This is a great work of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Number six. Begin. Raising up Christ from the dead. Praise the Lord. Scripture. But God raised Him from the dead, freeing Him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on Him. It was impossible for death to keep Jesus in the abyss. You understand? In the lake of fire. Listen. It was impossible for enemy, the death, to hold Jesus in hell. It was impossible. Why? Jesus is the life and the resurrection.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
You see, Jesus is the light. Where the darkness is, when Jesus goes, darkness goes away. Because He's the light. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Because He's the resurrection and the light, when He goes into hell, they couldn't hold Him. He has to come alive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know that Jesus Christ died and for three days He went to the abyss, right?
Mm-hmm.
And death couldn't hold Him.
Mm-hmm.
He went there, but He overcome. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, that's a sixth great work of God, as we know. Number seven, let's go to number seven. Okay, begin. Seating Christ in the heavenlies, subjecting all things under the feet, and giving Him to be head over all things to the church. Amen. Let's go to scripture now. Oh, it's kind of long, huh? But we can read it now. Begin. Which He exerted in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under His feet and appointed Him to be head over everything for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills everything in every way. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Oh my goodness, you need to really focus on verse 22-23. God placed all things under Jesus' feet. Under Jesus' feet means under our feet. Did you know that? Look at this now. Under His feet and appointed Him to be head over everything. Jesus Christ is the head of all things. For who?
Church.
Come on, look at here. For the church.
Amen.
For the church.
Amen.
Revelation 20, 21, right? In the last the chapter, it says, the Spirit and the Bride say together, come, whoever is thirsty, come and drink. The Spirit and the Bride, they're one now. One entity, no longer two. Do you understand? Under feet of Jesus means under our feet. Oh, praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Okay, let's go. All right, number eight. Okay, let's read this together. Begin. Calling, forgiving, justifying, reconciling, receiving, regenerating, washing, sanctifying, and glorifying the believers. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. Look at the scripture now. We'll look at the scriptures. Romans 8:30. Begin. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also
glorified.
Everybody say glorified.
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 Oh, we will be glorified.
Amen.
You will be glorified.
Amen.
Tell somebody, you will be glorified.
You will be glorified.
Oh, I see the glory on your face. Come on. I see the glory on your face. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I see the glory on your face.
Amen.
Do you understand? Listen, yesterday we talked about TLS, we talked about regeneration in our spirit.
Right.
Transformation of our soul. Transfiguration of the body. God who began a good work in us, in our spirit. Justification, right? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
He will continue to work out our salvation of our soul, which is the transformation of our soul. And then at the end, when He comes back, our body will be transfigured. You know the robots in sky? Have you seen that movie? Robots in Sky? The robot transfigure into a plane and he flies? When Jesus Christ comes back, you and I will be transfigured into a glorious being. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Listen, God who is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, one, God who initiate, God who starts the good work, He will finish it. What a wonderful God. Do you believe? Do you believe? Don't ever think that you are doing something for Him. God is doing everything for you. God had a plan. He came, incarnation. He lived the perfect life, God-man life. And He died on the cross, crucifixion. He rose again, resurrection, ascension, sitting on the cross, on the throne. He came as a life-giving spirit. Now the life-giving spirit dwells in us and preparing us now. When He comes back as a king, we're going to be raptured and meet the bridegroom. We're going to go through the 7 years of feast in the air. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We don't want to be left over on the earth, right? God who begins, He finishes.
Amen.
You just need to trust Him, put your faith in Him, and cooperate with Him.
Amen.
Cooperate with Him. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go to number nine, right? Where's number nine? Okay, begin. Sending forth the Spirit of His Son into the believer's heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not only that, but number nine, God sent His Spirit. Now that Spirit was the Spirit of Christ. Okay, the scripture. Begin. Because you are sons, God sent Him the Spirit of His Son into our hearts. The Spirit who calls out Abba Father. Everybody say Abba Father.
Abba Father.
You know what? You said that by the Spirit. You cannot say Abba Father. You cannot say Lord Jesus without the Spirit. Just say Lord Jesus now. Everybody?
Lord Jesus.
That's the Spirit. That's the Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's the Spirit. The Spirit lives in you.
Amen.
Oh, praise Jesus. Okay, number 10. Begin. Causing all things to work together for good.
Hallelujah.
I told you, God who initiates, He finishes. God who starts, He ends it. Look at this. Look at the scripture now. And we know that in all things, God works for the good, for those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Go back to the previous slide. God causes, causing all things to work together for good. Listen, everything that is happening in your life, you have to look at it with the eyes of faith. You have to look at it with the eyes of faith. Because everything God causes, all things to work together for good. And the Son is good. God is forming us like His Son Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Through all things that is going on in your life.
Amen.
Are you excited?
Amen.
Are you thankful?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, let's go to 11 now. We're almost finished. 11. Ready? Everybody read together. Declare. Begin.
Crushing Satan under the believer's feet.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I told you, Satan is under the feet of Jesus. It's under our feet as well.
Amen.
Now listen, spiritually speaking, it's already finished. But in this physical realm, it's still yet to be done. Right?
Yeah.
When Jesus Christ comes back, listen. When the group of believers, the bride is prepared, God will use the bride to deal with the enemy. Wow. Now, God can deal with the enemy by Himself. But He's a creator. Creator does not deal with creation. God uses creation to deal with the creation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God uses church, the body of Christ, to deal with the Satan.
Amen.
Get ready, man. Get ready, brother. If you are prepared as a bride, you will destroy the enemy.
Amen.
You will crush the enemy.
Amen.
You will crush the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody, use your foot. No. Oh, no. My bad. I forgot there were people sleeping on the floor. People sleeping on the floor. My bad. You go outside today, right? Make sure you exercise. When you go out, there. Bah! You crush the enemy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You crush the enemy's head. Amen.
Amen.
Remember, the woman's offspring will crush your head, the Satan's head. Remember, Genesis 3:21, right? Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now listen, God is preparing the bride to crush the enemy's head. We are living at that time now. Are you excited? For this reason, we are to live as the soldiers. Right? We are not only the bride, which is Ephesians chapter 5, but we are also his warriors, Ephesians chapter 6. Okay, next go to the last one, 12. Ready? Ready? Bringing many believers into glory. Hallelujah. Come on, one more time. Bringing many believers into glory. Praise the Lord. Are you excited? Look at the scripture now. Last scripture. Okay, begin. In bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation, perfecting through suffering. Amen.
Amen.
Bringing many sons to glory. Oh, when Jesus Christ comes back as the king, guess what? You will be glorified.
Amen.
Your soul, your spirit, soul, and body will be glorified. Everything will be glorified. You'll be perfect, glorious. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So are you excited for the Lord's returning?
Amen.
Who's excited? Show your hand.
Hallelujah.
If you are 50% excited, raise 50% like this. 20% like this. You're not sure? But if you are 100% excited, I'm excited for the Lord. Lord's returning like this. Huh? Are you excited?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, now.
Let me come back to you. Let me come back to you, all
right? So Jesus Christ is coming back as the king to take his bride, right? And to judge the world and to rule the earth together with the bride. And to give reward to the bride. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This payday someday is coming. Jesus Christ is coming. Literally coming. He's on the way. Be prepared, saints. Now let me finish my message with this. Are you ready? For us to prepare, as I meditate about this message, God gave me a final concluding message. Actually, God gave me this midnight, yesterday, not midnight. About 4 a.m., God woke me up. 4 a.m. I was studying. My mom came out about 5 a.m. What are you doing? You slept after 12 midnight. The Lord woke me up. He gave me Revelation 2:4. Listen, you know, there are two kinds of Christians. Victorious Christian, failing Christian. You know there are two kinds of Christians, right? One who will be raptured, one who will stay and go through the persecution. 7 years of tribulation, right? You know that, right? You know there are 10 virgins, Matthew 25. 5 virgins, they're wise, prepare the oil, meet the bridegroom. They went to meet the bridegroom. Feast. 5 other unwise virgins, they didn't have oil. Therefore, they were left out. I pray, I'm not too sure, but I pray that all of us will prepare oil. Hallelujah. But I'm not sure. That's what I pray. I'm not sure. Even few out of this group, if few, even 3 overcomers coming, I think that's a big thing in God's eyes. I pray all of us will be overcomers. But even 3 comes, that's not bad. That's not bad. I hope I'm included. I hope. And I pray. No one can guarantee, right? But we... For this reason, you are here. Overflowing. Why here when there are many churches around? We are here to prepare you as a bride. We're not interested playing the religious game. we're not interested. We're not interested in organization. We're not interested in hierarchy. We're not interested in any other things like man created, man made it. We only stick to the Bible. Bible and Bible alone. Amen? Okay, let me come to conclusion now. Revelation 2:4. Are you up? Okay. Can we read? Okay, begin. But I have one thing against you, that you have left your first love. Okay, now this letter is written to church in Ephesus, the first church among the seven churches in the end time. This Ephesus did very good. They're excellent actually in knowledge of God. Excellent. They're highest among the seven churches. But God said, I have one thing against you. One thing. You have left your first love. Now, I meditate upon these two words. First love. So let me share that two words and I close my message. Okay? Are you ready? Okay. The first. Where the first means in Greek, protos. Everybody say protos.
Protos.
This word protos means.
I want to be very sure,
so that I don't make mistakes. Okay. Protos means first in rank, most important, the best. Remember prodigal son when he came back, returned to his father. Father gave, right, the best robe. That best, the first robe. The first means best. It's the same word. So here he's talking about protos means first in rank, the best, the most important. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now go to Matthew 6:33. Matthew 6:33. You have that?
Yeah.
No. You know? Okay. Here. Yeah. Okay. Can we read together? Begin. But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things. Okay. Seek first. There's a word first again. First. All right. Now, look at over here. His kingdom and righteousness. Kingdom signifies church. Righteousness signifies Christ. Together, one new man. Christ is the head. Christ is the head. Church is the body. It's called one new man. Ephesians 2:15. Now, Bible says, first, seek first. So you have to put, church and the Christ. But first, then Bible says, all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let me ask this question. Is Christ first in your life? Is church first in your life? Okay. How do we know Christ and the church is first in my life? How do we know? Question mark. How do we know, right? How? We need to check two books. Number one, schedule book. Number two, checkbook. You can say, Jesus is number one in my life. First love, protos. You can say, Jesus is number one. You can say all you want. But when we check these two books, and if Christ is not number one, then you are deceiving yourself. You are lying. Now, of course, God searches our heart. God is the only one who knows our heart. Right? Oh, praise God. But we can check. This is the outcome. This is the byproduct. This is the fruit. Okay, so here, brothers, schedule book. It's talking about time, right? This is talking about money here. The most important thing about a person's life is time and money, isn't it?
Sure.
Is Jesus number one in your time? Bible says, redeem the time. Hallelujah. Redeem the time. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You can say, I don't have time. But can you say that to God? Oh God, I don't have time. I'm so busy. Can you say that? Now, I think I mentioned this before, but I want to make it very clear. Listen, to become an overcomer is not something huge thing that you do. It's a daily life. It's a weekly basis. You put Jesus number one in your time. Keep the Sabbath day holy. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, Ten Commandments, keep the Sabbath day holy. That's a Saturday. Because God rested after creation, right? When we come to New Testament, Jesus Christ rose again from the dead. Hallelujah. We call it Lord's Day. Everybody say Lord's Day.
Lord's
this day, Jesus defeated death, defeated the enemy, he rose again from the dead. Therefore, Acts chapter 2, you read Acts chapter 2, they met on the Lord's Day to break the bread, to celebrate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We have to, got to put Lord's Day priority. I see so many people are going, coming and going, coming and going. I don't know what they're doing. Maybe they're happy. I don't know. This particular church here, I see so many people coming and going. Even Sundays, even the Lord's Sundays. Come. Where is the first love? Protest. Okay, let's also talk about check. Now we check your schedule book. Let's check your checkbook. In the Malachi 3:10, test me on this, whether I bless you or not. You give your tithing to the Lord. So there may be food in my house. Now we know tithing is 1/10% of your income. I heard this from brothers, some brothers. Oh, I don't have money. When I work, I have this 1 million won. I have to send it to my family. I have to pay my rent. I have to pay my debt. I have to pay my medical bills. I have to buy food to eat. Now I don't have money. I said, now, maybe that is your test. When you don't have money, you have to say, stand upon the faith and say, this money, 10%, belongs to God. It's not my money. I'm not going to touch it. The moment I touch it, I'm stealing God's money. When you put God number one in your finance, He will bless you. I explained this so many times. You have a financial bank here. God wants to bless you, right? But if you don't put God number one in your finance, this is what's going to happen. There's going to be a hole, and it's going to leak. You're earning something, but it's leaking. I don't know how. It will leak. But when you put God number one in your finance, God's hand will protect. The leak will stop.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you believe it? It's not my words. We should not test God in anything else, but there's only one thing that God tells us. Test me. Which is financial blessings. Hallelujah. In the end time, money becomes an idol. It's a big issue. Huge issue. For us to overcome the idol, loving of money, there's only one way. Giving. Giving to the Lord. Giving to the poor people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is how you know that Jesus is protos, number one in your life. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When you're not ready, you got to call on the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm sorry, you're not number one protos in my life yet. Oh, help me. Have mercy on me. There's a mercy. He said, love and grace. Love and grace cannot reach, mercy can reach. Huh?
Yeah.
I like that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, now, let me go back here. First love. Now, I talked about first. Let me talk about love. Do you love Jesus? Let me ask this question. Perhaps John 21, Jesus asked this question to Peter. Do you love me? And Peter said, what? Do you remember, brother? What did Peter say? Jesus said, do you love me? What did Peter say?
Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
Lord, listen to this. Lord, you know that. You know that I love you. Now, this answer signifies what? Peter wasn't sure. Wow. If Peter was sure and confident about himself, he would say, I love you, Lord, of course, I love you. But he didn't say that.
You know
I love you. He wasn't sure about himself. Listen, don't be too sure about yourself. We can never have confidence upon our flesh, upon ourselves. And then Jesus said, you really love me? Feed my sheep. Three times Jesus asked, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. Okay. Let me come back. First love. Jesus is coming back as a king now. He's a king. He's coming back to take his bride. Now we all want to become overcomers, right? Now we got to have this first love. Return this first love. Restore this first love. Amen? This love, if you love, then feed sheep. Listen, this signifies shepherding. This signifies shepherding. But in order to shepherd somebody, you need to also go out and win people. Win other people to Christ. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Listen. Don't say, they're not people. No. When you go out today, there's tons of people, hundreds and thousands of people. If you love Jesus, go out. Bible says, Matthew 28, go. Therefore, go. All authority is on me, and I have given you the all authority of heavens and the earth. Therefore, go. And preach the gospel. Win soul to Christ. Then, shepherd. Pray for him or her and meet or through the phone, through the kakao, whatever it takes, shepherd. That's how you love Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We ought to come here and say, we love you, Lord Jesus, get excited and dance. Yes, God wants that expression too. But through our life, we need to tell him that we love him by winning souls and through shepherding. Hallelujah. Let me close with this. God's economy, God's purpose is this. God's economy is to dispense himself, triune God, into you. Right? So that we can be built together as the body of Christ. God is not interested in individual building. God is interested in corporate building. Bride as a corporate. Do you understand? So, we as a corporate bride, we need to, okay, work this together. To reach out and to shepherd one another. And it's a mutual shepherding. Not only one person, but it's mutual. Praise the Lord. Every Sunday when we come together, actually we are shepherding one another through mutual shepherding. Through prophesying, right? Through teaching, preaching, through sharing. Oh, praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Are you excited that the line of Judah, the King of Kings, is coming back? And it's coming back quickly. There's no time. Oh, prepare yourself. Protos. First love. Put God number one in your life.
Amen.
Do not be deceived by the small things, pleasures of this world. Let go. Let go of this world and grab firmly to Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm done with my message. Does anybody want to come and share?